The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Now, for those of you who are kindly wondering about my automobile situation, I recently had to put a new head gasket on. It's a it's an expensive deal. And then there was the compressor for the air conditioning. Then there was something else that was about $900. So I put a lot of money into it. It's a good car. It's a Land Cruiser, older one. And yesterday, as you know, it kind of just quit. I was doing a little errand and had to take a cab home and just made it. So it was the coil, the main coil. There's a, those of you who know about cars a little bit, there's a coil and a, one big cable plugs into the end of it. Well, that cable, the clip, the connector broke and it fell off. And if I had had any brains, I would have looked for it, but I didn't. So they didn't charge me, and I got the car back, and thank you for your concern. I appreciate it. It's not fun when that... It's bizarre. You're driving along, and all of a sudden, it's like someone throws a master switch. Boop, gone. And you're just coasting, and that's the end of it. So, okay, now, there are a lot of things going on. I hope you're watching when you can. Watch that volcano. Last night, the entire cone, the upper part of the volcano, caved in. It just collapsed in on itself. And there have been enormous earthquakes today. I suspect an earthquake is what caused it. But it's really a scene. And then someone yesterday suggested, some Spanish legislator, that we should bomb it to redirect the lava. Well, right now, the cone is gone and the lava is just pouring out of it. And I don't know where it's going. They haven't made that clear yet, but it's being called the most active, well, one of the most active volcanoes in a long, long time. And it's been quite a scene to watch. First up tonight, I have a breaking story, but let me bring on our guest, our friend and colleague, Kelly Nelson, who writes for News with Views, and we put her wonderful material up on our site as well. And she knows a great deal about this tragically, I won't call it incapacitated, I'll call it communist overthrow of a government that we have, if we have a government at all, and I kind of doubt it. Hello, Kelly. Welcome.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Without a car, obviously.
I got it back. It's okay. Yesterday was not a good day. But, now, for those of you who don't know much about Kelly, she's a remarkable person. She is a baker, a professional baker. She bakes at home, and she's in the middle of her Christmas cookie baking marathon.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing this, Kelly?
Well, professionally since 1990.
Well, fine.
Yeah.
And
I used to do it for all the stores here,
yeah.
and we baked probably 20-some different kinds of loaves of bread, 8 or 9 different kinds of rolls, and at Thanksgiving and Christmas, my husband had to take off. I'd stay home and bake, and he'd keep delivering to the stores. As soon as I got it cooled and packed, he was running out the door with it. We really worked hard. Now I'm semi-retired, but I still do the Christmas cookies, and they get shipped all over the country every year.
How many different kinds of Christmas cookies do you make? This is nice. I like this.
Well, there's 30 different kinds, but, you know, nobody has these recipes, so I decided that last year I said, well, you know, this has got to come to an end. I'm getting up there, and I don't really want to do this. I have to start in September, or I can't get it all finished. And you put them in big boxes in the freezer, big plastic boxes, and then before Thanksgiving, you take them out, and you put them in all their packages, their beautiful boxes, and their ribbons, and there's little ornaments on top, and then they get wrapped on Monday morning, and they all get shipped out by UPS that Monday after Thanksgiving, and they're loved. I mean,
I don't know how to put an order in, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners would do that, but you sound like you're baked to the wall.
Yeah, I am. I'm baked to the wall. But they're gorgeous, and they're all in little papers. So all you have, you know, little pretty things. And all you have to do is pick them out and put them on a tray, and people will say, oh, my God, where'd you get? You know, I used to do them for people up in the Northeast. You know the people. And what's that big bank? There's a great big bank that everybody doesn't go to anymore. This big bank called me because they got some of these cookies, and they said, we would like you to make these for our little store downstairs all the time. And I said, it ain't going to happen. There's no way, because it takes 2 days just to make one batch enough, you know, because you're making 4 to 6 batches a day, and it takes 2 days to do that, just to have enough of one batch to pack all these boxes and everything. But anyway,
Kelly,
that's another story.
Dear Kelly, you must find someone that you can train who loves to bake.
No, you can't. I tried that. I tried it for 30 years. I couldn't even get them to know how to do bread, yeast breads and rolls. And I tried to just get them to mix the stuff for me, and I'd write everything. No, you can't. It is a natural ability.
I hear you.
And if you don't have it, I mean, it's like you on the radio. I don't have the natural ability to be a host every night. I'd go out of my mind.
Well, I have.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Yeah. A few times, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. God.
Well,
oh,
listen,
God.
Here, this is a fun, honestly, this is the first little hint that there's still some goodness for the holidays out there. And I know there is much more than this, but in my life, my little thimble world, this is nice. I really enjoy these kinds of things. Kelly, bless you. This is good. Very good. And I know how hard it is. I do.
You know, I'll tell you honestly why I started this. I always love to do this. And this is just an aside. We came out of Ohio, and I was marketing and communications and advertising head for a Fortune 100 company.
Wow.
And I, you know, I made fairly decent money. And we came down here, and they didn't want to pay me more than $6 to $9 an hour. And I said, are you people nuts? But this is the cost of living in Tennessee. It's much cheaper. So I said, okay. I worked for a restaurant place, and I did such a great job for them as a waitress that they made me a manager. So I stuck around with that for a while, and then I said, fooey with this, and I opened my own business, and I called the health department. I said, I've got a huge basement. Come tell me what to do to set it up. And I have all this big equipment, you know, two big stoves, big divider rounders, all this other stuff that is you see in commercial bakeries. So I really went to it for a good 15 years, and then I kind of slowly ebbed down. But you can make a lot of money at it if you know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Do you have pictures of you at work or video or something? You need to take pictures of this. And do
I have some pictures, but I actually lost the video of all of the Christmas cookies all wrapped and done that my friend did for me, and it's really depressing. But I have pictures of me in the bakery and everything. It's quite interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's do a new video.
I don't know how to do it.
Well, have your husband just hold the darn smartphone up. They all do video and just go take scenes. This is wonderful. Now, for those of you out there, seriously, who have a big basement or an extra large garage and have nothing to do, people always love fresh baked goods. Always.
Oh,
Kelly,
yeah, they
God,
do.
She knew. And if you have that kind of talent or interest, there's a job for you. And just go to the stores and say, I'll deliver, you know, twice a week or whatever, and do your own thing. My store here has locally baked goods. I don't know how good they are, but it's all there's always an opportunity. That's the point.
You make a deal with them, see? What you do is you say, look, I'll give you 30%, and I put the price on everything, and whatever you don't sell, I take back. Okay?
Gosh,
and that's what I always did. And, you know, as you watch, you get used to what they sell, you get used to what the certain stores like, and that's what you give them. And I paid off a pretty hefty house in 7 years. Good deal.
Job. But, and I see, and this is entrepreneurship at its best. You know, don't work for someone else if you can figure out how to do something on your own. That's really the biggest lesson here. Work for yourself.
I know. I wish I could get paid for writing because I really like doing that.
Well, you're one of the great writers in this time, in our age. Seriously, your writing is sensational. And I agree. You should be being paid very well. We won't pursue that any further, but... Okay.
That's a tough thing to get people to pay you for writing. You know, they'll pay the AP people, but they, you know.
Understood.
Small people like me that are telling the truth, they don't want the truth told. You know that.
I certainly do. Yeah,
the AP was all involved with the Nazis. They were right in there helping them out. I mean, they even promoted Hitler in the 30s, so you think that they're going to listen to somebody like me?
Probably not.
No.
Here's the issue. I just got a call from a doctor, a friend of mine, and he said, have you seen this breaking story? I said, what? And he told me, and everyone out there who is a patriot or cares about this country and understands that we are being invaded at the border nonstop with utter preparation and planning. This is not a happenstance situation.
Oh, yeah.
We're being invaded. Yeah, they want 100 million in third worlders, and they're not vaccinating them. Do you get that?
No.
They're not giving them the shot.
They're giving them ivermectin.
That's right. Thank you. And, all right, here's the deal. You all, for the most part, know that we have an issue with communism in this country now. It's bad. And it runs from your local school board all the way up to the White House with the illegal imposter Biden. That pervert. I hope you saw that. Not that I want you to enjoy it, but I hope you saw that video of him in that preschool. Go up to that little boy and put his hands on each shoulder of that little boy and pull that little boy backward into in between Biden's legs. This was beyond belief.
He's a pervert.
He should be locked up. All right. Here's the deal, Kelly. Get ready. Headline on Breitbart. Biden considers paying border crossers, how about invaders, $450,000 each in reparations.
What?
I'll read it again. It's hard to believe. Biden considers paying border crossers $450,000 each in reparations. President Joe Biden's administration is considering a plan that would give border crossers, why do they call them border? They're invaders.
They're illegal aliens.
Who were subjected to former President Trump's zero tolerance policy. About $450,000 each in reparations-style payouts. Do you believe this?
No, I don't, because the number one thing that he is responsible for as president of the United States is to protect our borders and protect the American people.
Not that guy.
And he's... No.
I call him O'Biden because we all know Obama is pulling the strings here.
I just saw it on Breitbart. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is this insane?
It's planned insanity, and it's being forced down our
throat. Where's he
going to
get the money? He's just going to keep printing money, and pretty soon we're going to need a wheelbarrow to buy a loaf of bread.
That's right. That's the plan. We're looking at extreme food shortages in parts of the country very soon. We're looking at food prices that are skyrocketing. This is by design. They're trying to starve people now. They want to bring this country down and have it populated with third world gray goo. That's what they want, and I'm not joking. The plan is to shoot up the white people with the bioweapon kill shots. They die.
Yeah, and move all these people in.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, and none of these people are skinny. You ever notice that?
I'm looking at a picture right now. A woman,
if she were this
Latino woman, I don't know what country she's from. If she were to fall down, she would roll.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, like a ball.
So they're not starving.
No.
Why don't they just go back to their own country? Because they're being the bird feeder is hanging out there, and that's what's drawing them. And then
that's
he says
word.
This, you think that's not going to make more come? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
As a result of the policy, adult border crossers. Come on, Breitbart. These aren't border crossers, damn it. They're invaders. Let's get straight. Adult border crossers, writes Breitbart, were often put into separate holding facilities from their children when they arrived at the border with them. Since then, the border crossers who were subjected to that policy have sued the U.S. federal government over being separated from their children.
How can they sue a government they just invaded? I mean, they've broken the law. Sue the government? Take your ass home. God.
Yep. And if we were to invade Mexico, you think they'd tolerate it for 1 second?
Uh-uh.
We all know they
wouldn't.
The O'Biden administration, the Wall Street Journal reveals, is now considering to pay each one of them $450,000.
This is insanity.
Yeah.
Who is thinking
In some this instances,
up?
A migrant family, no, an invader family, could secure about $1 million from such a payout, more than some of the American families received following 9/11.
Yeah.
We are not.
It would cost American taxpayers more than $1 billion. Oh.
Right. And we, look, this is an overthrow. We've been overthrown by international globalist elite bankers, banksters, whatever you want to call them. But ultimately, this is communism and fascism. It's a very bizarre mixture.
Yeah, Well, they're very close together, really. There's not that much difference between them. But,
correct.
Yeah, I mean, I could go through tons. Look, it's like I said just a few minutes ago. The AP in 1933, it was, this is New York. They threw out all the German Jews to appease Hitler. What do you think this... my mouth is going to go wacko. Jackass in our White House is doing to appease those and make more of them come. Meanwhile, they're killing off 80% of the American population.
You got it. You just summed it right up. That's it. So for all of you out there who are American citizens, I don't care what color or denomination you are, all of you American citizens out there who have not taken that shot and are being threatened with mandates, do not give in. What is your life worth? Is it worth a job? No. Is it worth a plane ride? Come on. Come on. No more shots. And that's it. Done. I got stories today, another one. A woman died in her car 30 minutes after taking her second shot. Just died.
Yeah.
Right there, dead, gone. How many of those have I seen? Scores of them. I don't know. And the actual number of American dead now, murdered, may be over 2 million. That's the real number.
Yeah, I think it is. It was 1.75 last time I looked.
There you go.
So I think it's probably over 2 million by now. And, you know, I'm very close to my 3-year-older sister. And my 3-year-old sister, she never says this to me, but she said it to our 3-year younger sister, "Oh, you dummies that aren't taking that shot, you're going to be sorry." And I'm thinking, no, that's not the way it is. Mm-mm. I only have one sister that hasn't taken it. And thank God her husband didn't, her 6 daughters and their husbands didn't, and none of the grandchildren have taken it. So there's one family that's safe. Let me tell you something. Remember, I think I told you about this before, that Dr. Richard Urso, who was the ophthalmologist oncologist at MD Anderson, actually came out and said this in that eight people round table. He said, asymptomatic can pass, but not COVID. They are actually passing immunity. So if you've got a house full of 2 parents and 7 kids, and one of the kids is exposed, and the kid comes home and he never has any symptoms, but he's basically had this little virus, he can give it to the rest of the family. The rest of the family doesn't get sick because they're all young and healthy. But guess what? They go get a test from the doctor, and they find out they all have immunity. Isn't that something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am obviously firmly committed to the idea that 90% of the people in the hospitals now who are vaxxed and diagnosed with COVID, they don't have COVID. They're dying from the vaccine. They're dying from the vaccine or the flu, correct?
Yep.
You know, last year in America, there were only, I think, somebody told me, 1,300 flu cases registered all over the country last year.
That's such bunk, because we have 68 to 100,000 people a year that die of seasonal flu, and nobody died of it in 2020 or 2021.
Well,
here we are, 2021. I bet it'll be the same thing.
They just relabeled it. That's all they did. They just call them all COVID cases. Hold on just a minute. We'll take a little pause and come right back with the remarkable Kelly Nelson in just a minute. Hold on. Okay, and welcome back. On the phone here this first hour, we're getting our long-distance digital communication brushed up and refocused, or is that repurposed? Anyhow, Kelly Nelson is here, and we're talking about some pretty important things. in addition to Christmas cookies, which are very important things. Here we go. We are actually living in a country that has lost its political system. We don't really have one anymore.
Yes.
It's all bought and paid for and full of criminals, career criminals. We've lost our health system. One third of the health workers are not going to take the kill shot. So, and bless them all. We have hospitals now that have been called death factories by more than one doctor. We have professionals who are in the health business now in hospitals, and there are other areas they're employed in too, of course. But when you go into a hospital, you will be treated by someone who damn well knows, in many, if not most cases, that the treatment they're going to give you if you're diagnosed with COVID is remdesivir, and it will kill you. They've seen it happen over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Shut your kidneys down, and you drown. Your lungs fill up with water. So that they know it. That makes them, in my book, accessories to murder. So we've lost our political system. We've lost our health care system. We've all but lost our military. That's really bad. We've lost our economy. It's done. It's gone. I don't care what they say, and I don't care how high the stock market goes. It's a lie. It's fraud. It's a fraud. We live in a country full of lies, and we've lost our education. That's the fifth pillar. All gone.
That went a long time ago.
Yes. Yep.
I mean, absolutely a long time ago. It's so perverse and filthy now that anyone that leaves their child in a public education, which is government schools, is a fool. Really, truly. And 1 out of 12 children are now homeschooled. That's interesting. I'd like to see it. 12 out of 12 are homeschooled. But I wanted to mention something to you. Have you heard about them killing newborn calves to make these vaccines?
No, but they are using cells, and I don't know about killing them, but nothing would surprise me. Nothing.
Yeah, they're killing them. In other words, they're killing all our cattle so that there won't be any food to eat, and they're using it to make something to kill us. Isn't
Correct.
That nice?
No, this is all true, and it's all according to a very, very sophisticated and well thought out plan that goes back at least a couple decades. They knew what they were doing. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's medical research they're using them for too. This is just disgusting. I can't even. It's the product they're making with these babies, these calves, is fetal bovine serum. And it's used all over the world. I can't even read this stuff. It's so disgusting to me. And it's like what was done with those dogs by Fauci. This is what I want to do to him. You know? That's what I want to do to him. And I haven't even, you know, women are much more devious and clever in evil treatment against bad people than men are. Men just want to shoot them and get it over with. No, women, we want to torture. And we want to torture in the like manner that they tortured. And I think that is what pure justice is. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Okay, I am getting off in la-la land
here. I'll stand with you 100%. That Fauci is one of the all-time mass murderers. When this is over, it'll be tens of millions, or billions. We don't know. The guy is satanic, utterly evil, satanic.
No kidding. He's, I mean, he makes
Mengele
look
too cruel.
Minor.
Oh, he makes.
You know,
he's starting to make Mengele look like a Boy Scout. This is such a big scale that this is going on. It's horrible.
Well, look,
evil is evil.
All over
but this
the country. These Democrat leaders, what they're doing, let's just mention New York again. De Blasio, his vax mandate is going to gut New York City's first responders. It's Friday night. That's the end. It's over. Friday night. I'm talking firefighters. I'm talking EMT workers. I'm talking all of them that come, cops, everything. It's over. There's going to be no. Do you know what New York's going to turn into?
Sure.
We do. Okay.
Sure.
Now, Here's another thing. 72% of unvaccinated workers now are vowing to quit if ordered to get vaccinated. It took America a heck of a lot longer than it took Europe. I mean, you've seen France, you've seen the UK, you've seen
right.
all these other countries, smaller countries, marching in the streets. Australia, they're being shot in the back with rubber bullets when they go out and protest. Okay? Where's America? Where's the marching in the streets? What are we doing? Huh? Jeff, where are we? We're finally starting to see it. And it's up to 3,500 cops in Chicago who have told the lookalike of Beetlejuice, that's their mayor, you can take this and stick it up your mandate.
Yeah.
And that's what she looks like. She looks like Beetlejuice, doesn't she?
She said, what a creep. Oh, God.
Oh, she's horrible. Okay. Now, they're wanting to vaccinate kids from 5 to 12 now. Do you know that they already started 2,500 babies at 6 months, and the first one they gave it to, the first baby died? The first baby at six months died.
No.
Okay? But the facts
they've
are...
They've killed so many children now, spontaneous abortions, stillbirths, whatever.
Well, it's they've charted it now. 82% of pregnant mothers who have had these vaxes within the first 3 months, 82% have lost their children. 82%. And let me tell you, this thing is a sterilization, because when they tried it on the animals, 16% fertility is what was lost. It'll probably be a lot higher in human beings.
Those that survive, yeah.
Yeah, those who survive. Yeah, and then what are your babies going to come out looking like? I mean, if you've got this spike protein all over in your body. And we've also found, and it was Dr. Fleming who was just talking about this. Richard Fleming, the PhD, the JD, and the MD.
Oh, I played the whole thing last night on the program.
Yep.
He just found that
your blood, the cells, are clotting in your body.
Right.
For God's
this whole
sake.
Thing is, the first thing that this kill shot bioweapon does is it attack the human blood and destroy its functionality. You can't make it with sludge in your veins.
Uh-uh.
Your heart can't push it. The cells can't carry oxygen. You're done. You're done. Whether it's a month
cardiac
or a year,
arrest
you're done.
Or sepsis, one of the
that's
two.
Right.
And that's exactly
right.
What all the animals died of. Cardiac arrest and sepsis. Huh. Yeah. These children.
Unbelievable.
Their immune system.
I don't know. I don't even know what to say to people anymore. I'm almost afraid to bring it up.
I try to do what Dr. Yeadon says and talk to people and say, I hope you haven't gotten it. And if you have, don't get any more. Don't, if you've only had one, don't do it. I try to talk to people, and I try to talk to them in a calm and rational way. But I'm one of these people that when I get started, I'm like, if you do this to your body, you're going to die. And then they look at me like, oh, yeah, she's crazier than a bed bug. And maybe they think that, but you know what? It's going to kill them. I'm watching my neighbors across the street. Both of them were really serious about this. And she asked me if I had had my vaccines. And I said, no, I've had COVID. I don't need them. I've got natural immunity. She said, well, the vaccines actually cover all the variants. I said, so does natural immunity. So why do I need something stuck in my arm that I don't know what's in it that's never been tested? She said, well, you should get it to protect everyone else. I said, well, if you've got it, why do I have to worry? And they don't think. They don't even have the proper logic. Well, I'm watching them. They're doing some work in their yard. They're starting to walk funny. It's
weird. You're seeing it. You're seeing changes, aren't you?
My husband said to me, are you watching them? They don't walk right anymore. What's wrong with them? I said, it's the vax, honey. They had the vax. My God in heaven, these people are nuts.
I know.
And they're not doing any research. None.
Their personalities have changed. Physiologically, they're changed. They're not able to function. All their major organ systems are under siege. It's a downhill spiral.
Well,
it's just they're going down.
You've got college kids with this myocarditis. It's really ramping up. You've got all the cancers that used to hit only old people and not be near as bad.
Right.
Are in young people now, and they're terrible. And you've got these students, and we've already seen that woman who had both her hands and her legs amputated.
Yep.
Well, now we've got a student who got his leg amputated after the COVID vaccine, and then guess what? He dies of brain blood clots. My God, these are kids. They're killing kids. This is... Well, of course,
and no one's
they
in the streets,
to kill
Kelly.
Off the youth.
I know you're
Easter.
Saying that people are doing something a little bit more, but it's not, and it's too late. It's too late. They didn't get off their asses. They didn't do it. They didn't. And I'm not blaming, because I believe that they're being influenced with electromagnetic frequencies and maybe other things to be
well, and the propaganda
acid,
is so
tranquil.
Heavy, Jeff.
What's that?
The propaganda is so heavy.
Oh, it's nonstop. But that's just part of it.
If they listen to ABC, NBC, and CBS, all they're going to get is the slop that they want, that the government wants them to hear. We don't turn our TV on. I mean, I don't even listen to the good shows. I don't even listen to One America News. What is it? I forget the name of it. I don't listen to any of the Newsmax. I know who's on the board of Newsmax. I know who owns it, Chris Ruddy. You think I'm going to listen to that slop? Because in between the so-called goody-goody stuff is a bunch of lies. And how many times have I turned it on and then I've heard one of these hosts say, well, we really need a constitutional convention. Right. And then you'll be able to change it and do exactly what you want. And you can just march us off.
That's it. It'll go straight Bolshevik. Con as they call it, a constitutional convention, will be the end. I mean, that'll be the formal end.
That's it. Final death knell. And that's what they're working on very, very hard. And we know who the people are behind it who are pushing it. And the big ones pushing it are the Koch brothers. One of them's dead now, David. But their organizations are all pushing it. They're filthy. And they've got so much money behind Mark Meckler, who is the front man. And he was one of the co-founders of, what's the name of the Tea Party Patriots. Please, people, do not give any money to Jenny Beth Martin. She is tied with the evilest of the evil.
What's her name?
I can't believe. Jenny Beth Martin. She and Mark Meckler started Tea Party Patriots.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Ugly.
Todd,
go ahead and try
the digital line. We should be hooked up.
What?
Oh, we're just switching
lines
line
here. Okay. I've got no audio here.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. I hear you, Kelly. All right. I got everything but audio on this end. Okay. Go ahead, Kelly.
Okay. I want to tell you some latest news. A 48-year-old Florida event planner dead after first injection.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Hurt, 49-year-old British woman, had part of her skull removed and is now permanently disabled after AstraZeneca. Yeah, depopulation agenda. Planned Parenthood's documented blueprint for destroying humanity comes to fruition over last 50 years, culminating with COVID-19. Three Ohio judges die unexpectedly in 9-day span after vax mandate in Cuyahoga County. Cuyahoga is up by Cleveland. The COVID blog editor-in-chief, Brian A. Wilkins, speaks during public comments portion of CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices.
Uh-huh.
And guess what? None of them have had the vax. 36-year-old Atlanta-based television stuntman says, I really don't want to do this before he takes the Johnson & Johnson shots. He develops 3 blood clots and strange nightmares days later. This, and there's lists like this. There's hundreds and thousands of people, and this is what's happened to them. If you take this thing, you are risking immediate death or death within 2 to 5 years. That's what it is.
And all the agony and anguish that you can imagine, and beyond that, and everyone who cares about you, your family, your friends, your loved ones, they're going to suffer along with you.
Well, look at all the people who have died alone already.
Oh, it's still horrible. There are people right now who have died, who live alone, who haven't been found yet. Right now.
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. Right now. So, yeah, I haven't seen Fred for 4 or 5 days. I hope he's all right. No, Fred's gone.
Yeah,
haven't found
die
him.
Alone in their house.
This myocarditis, they tried to undersell it by saying heart inflammation. No, that destroys you. You're 66%.
Yeah, you have only 5 years to live at the max.
That's it. Unless you get a heart transplant, but then you'll get a vaxxed transplant. You'll go out the same way.
Remember what Lee Merritt said. Dr. Lee Merritt was orthopedic surgeon in the Navy for 10 years.
She's great. Great.
Yeah. She's fabulous. She said, look, we only lost from COVID 20 people in all of the militaries, all of them combined, 20 in 2020. That's all we lost. Uh-huh. Now we've got, it's piling up. It's in the hundreds now with myocarditis. And she listed tons of other things, leukemias, cancers, weird stuff. I mean, weird.
You know
stuff.
What happens, don't you? There are two, there's one gene we have called P53, and there's another one, R-blastoma. I can't remember the R. But those are two primary cancer tumor-suppressing agents that our natural God-given immune system has.
Those are
disabled. They're taken out of service and
your T cells
gone.
Are ruined. They're the fighters.
This is all planned. So you basically are going to end up with HIV, right? You have human immunodeficiency.
That's about it. It's the same thing as what happens with that viral.
No immune
HIV.
System. It's AIDS.
Yeah, and guess what? They're calling all these doctors, and when Malone, who developed, he was in the development of messenger RNA, and it was developed for something else, not for what it's being used for. It was developed to particularly target specialized diseases that they could overturn these diseases in the body, but they're using it for an evil purpose. Now, he's over in Rome. And he's speaking to some Catholic hierarchy, and the Rome newspapers called him a domestic terrorist. This is what they're doing to all of these docs that have told the truth. And it doesn't matter if it's the women or the men, it's all of them, any of them that speak up. And we've got thousands of them who are speaking up now around the world. And we have major ones here in the USA.
Yeah, and you know what's changed? Nothing.
No, and unless you're listening, why? Because they don't put it on the Pravda media. They only put it on stations like yours.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
the truth tellers, they don't get heard by everybody. If we had a free country, the truth tellers would be on every station, NBC, ABC, CBS, you know?
Well, the
CNN,
deep state,
all of them.
The deep state runs the media. We know that.
Of course.
And the deep state just recently put together another platform, a daily talk program with several guests and one primary host. It's deep state. Anybody who watches it can figure it out. They control the media. They control it all.
I know. It's very frustrating.
Oh, beyond that, it's frightening if you think about it, because we've really lost it. We're not going to get it back. They've controlled us since when the Clintons deregulated the ownership. They used to have a policy of one owner can only own so many stations or papers or radio TV outlets in a city. Clinton deregulated all of that. So we have now, rather than 10,000 plus different owners of all the media outlets in this country,
we have six.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
You've seen those videos where they go around and collect live clips from affiliate stations all around the country, and they're all saying the exact same wording, the exact same thing.
It's the same in the newspapers. From Washington State to Florida and from California to New York, it's the same exact wording.
Right.
You know? I mean,
I don't know what to say to people. People, we're now really divided. It's about two-third, one-third, perhaps. But you either get it or you don't. And there's very little middle ground anymore. And those who have taken the shot, they're into buyer's remorse.
Money.
They know what they've done, some of them. But there's nothing, you can't reverse it. There is an antidote, but we're not going to be given the antidote. There is an antidote to reverse the genetic damage and get rid of the spike.
Some of these people that have taken this, they've turned mean, and they used to be nice people. Have you seen that? I've seen this in people.
Yes, yes. And I've asked a number of people who work with the public, grocery store checker, Rite Aid manager, bank teller, gas station attendant, and every one of them says the same thing. I can't believe how nasty people have gotten. They all say the same thing.
Absolutely true. Absolutely
it is.
All right, honey, we'll see you later.
Thanks, Kelly. Good luck on those cookies.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Good night. Kelly Nelson. She's got it. She's got it wired. Like all of you do. All right, we'll be right back. Hold on.